This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل فلا هادي له ولا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليماً كثيراً. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أيها الناس، اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today we learn about the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ar-Ra'uf. Ar-Ra'uf is mentioned in the Quran 10 times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Ra'uf, as in He is the most compassionate, the most kind. The scholars mention with regards to the name Ar-Ra'uf, Ar-Ra'fa is a level higher than Ar-Rahma. So we all know Rahma, we all know mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Ra'fa is a level higher than Rahma. So it is compassion of our Creator to towards the creation, both towards all of the creation and in the hereafter, those who believed of this world. And so that is Ar-Ra'fa or Ar-Ra'uf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Ra'uf, the most compassionate. Now we see that in the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends some verses with His names. So for example, when you see the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Ra'uf, Al-Malik, whenever ayah ends with the name of Allah subhanahu, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what this indicates is that the ruling of the verse is related to the name of Allah that ends that verse. So in the verse, you might find something that sort of contradicts, or not necessarily contradicts, but it doesn't really connect, or it takes away from the purpose of what we might think the verse is referring to. And so we'll take an example, insha'Allah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 30 of Surah Ali Imran, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَنَا بَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this ayah, He says, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ مُحْضَرًا. On that day, on the day of judgment, we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every soul will stand before Allah and we will see the good deeds that we did. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. And we will see the sins that we've done. تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. A soul or a person would wish that their sins are pushed further away from them, that they are kept far away from us, right? None of us want to be close to our sins. We want to disassociate ourselves from our sins. We want to be close to the righteous in this world. We want to be close to what is good. We want to be close to Allah. We want to be close to our good deeds. So on the day of judgment, we want to keep our good deeds so that when we stand before Allah, we can present these good deeds. تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. The people will see their sins and wish that their sins were pushed further away from them so that you're not associated to them. And Allah warns about Himself. And Allah warns about Himself, reminding us that, hey, on that day, you won't want to be close to your sins. So be careful of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sins that we may commit in this world. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And Allah is full of kindness, compassion towards His servants. And so that is what's indicated here. The compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is Ar-Ra'uf, despite indicating in the ayah that people will see their sins and they will want to stay away from their sins and they will wish that they were distanced or disassociated from them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then warns, be careful of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those sins. Be near you on the day of judgment despite wanting to be pushed away from you. Be careful of the punishment of Allah. Be mindful. But then Allah concludes by saying, Wallahu ra'ufun bil ibad. And Allah is the most compassionate. And we'll take examples of that in the second half of this khutbah, inshaAllah ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, banking off the idea or the topic of Allah being Ar-Ra'uf, the most compassionate, some of us from the community, alhamdulillah, Allah chose us to go and perform Umrah. And we went last month. This is why many people were asking, where were you? We went for Umrah, alhamdulillah. And that is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that after 2 years of COVID and 2 years of not being able to travel and 2 years of constant regulations and guidelines and limitations and all the things that we know of, that we're very tired of, all of these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pretty much put them aside for us when we went. We felt as though Allah's mercy was really upon us, that Ar-Ra'uf was blessing us with the ability to go. And not that we were chosen as special people, not at all. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in the hearts of every single one of the people we went for Umrah with to make lots and lots of dua for everyone in the community. All that people were talking about was like, we need to make dua that this thing goes away. We need to make dua for our family members that we left behind. We need to make dua for our community. We need to, you know, Allah brought you so close to the haram. Make dua for everyone that wishes to be there, that they get to come as well. So from the ra'fa, from the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as ar-ra'uf, is that He gives us certain things in life. And we cherish it when we're going through that beautiful moment. And then we returned from Umrah, and about half of the group tested positive for COVID-19. Alhamdulillah. Myself included. And so we had to isolate. And through the challenges, you go through the hardships of trying to breathe. For some of us, it was more difficult than others. For some people, it was like, didn't have anything, fever for a day. For some, you know, with asthma, it was even harder, you know, challenging to get oxygen in the lungs, even until now, like the effects of it still remain. But the question is now is, with regards to Allah being Ar-Ra'uf, will we focus on the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for selecting us to go for Umrah? Or will we focus on the fact that we came back and now we're going through hardship and difficulty? Ya Allah, why? People ask this question, why? Don't ask why. Alhamdulillah, Allah blessed us with it. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave you some goodness. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed you with something that you know everyone else wants. So will you focus on the fact that you went for Umrah? Or will you focus on the fact that you now have COVID? Or will you focus on the fact that the hardship you're going through is from Ar-Ra'uf, because it is forgiveness from the sins that we've committed as well? Like, you go for Umrah, you come back, you think to yourself, Alhamdulillah, we went, we made dua, ya Allah, make us from amongst those who are forgiven. Allah brings you back and then reminds us that just because you went for Umrah, and yes, forgiveness is one of the aspects of the Umrah, you still need to continue to ask for forgiveness. So for those of us that have gone, and I'm not saying just now in this recent trip, any time in our lives, gone for Hajj, gone for Umrah, or even prayed Jumu'ah, or prayed any of the 5 daily prayers, we know that those are means of forgiveness from Ar-Ra'uf. But the thing is, after Jumu'ah, after the Salah, after Hajj, after Umrah, are we continuously turning to Ar-Ra'uf, to Allah, asking for forgiveness, seeking His mercy, or are we forgetting it? Are we forgetting it? So remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Ra'uf, is the most compassionate and the most kind. Despite whatever complaints we have for in our lives, He still continues to be kind towards us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna warzuqna wa afina. Allahumma barik lana fi dinina wa dunyana ya rabbal alamin. اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا الصالحة يا رحمن يا رحيم. يا الله, please make it easy for every single one of us to seek your forgiveness and to be completely and fully forgiven. يا الله, please remove our sins and do not have them there on the day that we stand before you. يا الله, please compensate those sins with good deeds and allow us to see mountains and mountains of good deeds the day that we stand before you. يا الله, please make it easy for every single one of us to go and perform Hajj and Umrah multiple times. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to continue to be from amongst those that look after the rest of our community members. the rest of our family members, the rest of our neighbors and friends and relatives. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to open our hearts to you and open our hearts to your deen. Ya Allah, please make us from amongst those who are connected to you through the Quran and through salah and through fasting. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to do as many good deeds as possible. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Please picture yourself onto the side. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, jazakumullahu khairan for your patience on your way in, waiting outside in the cold. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on you and your family and bless you immensely. Please do remember to pray your sunnah at home because we have another congregation after this prayer. And also donate as generously as possible on your way out, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.